Matthew, chapter 21. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples apart, and on the way he said to them, Look, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. And will deliver him to the Gentiles, and they will mock him, and will spit on him, and will scourge him, and will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up. And as they drew near to Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And look, a blind man sitting by the wayside, when he heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on me, Jesus, Son of David. And the multitude rebuked him, that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the more, saying, Have mercy on me, Son of David. And Jesus stood still, and called him, and said, What do you want that I should do to you? He says to him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, Receive your sight, your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him. And he entered and was passing through Jericho. And look, a man called by name Zacchaeus, and he was a chief publican, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not for the crowd, because he was little of stature. And he ran on before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when he came to the place, Jesus looked up, and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry, and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And he hurried, and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, He has gone in to lodge with a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood, and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have wrongfully exacted anything of any man, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today has salvation come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was immediately to appear. He said therefore, A certain nobleman went into a far country, to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. And he called 10 slaves of his, and gave them 10 minas, and said to them, Trade until I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent an ambassador after him, saying, We will not have this man reign over us. And it came to pass, when he came back again, having received the kingdom, that he commanded these slaves, to whom he had given the money, to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by trading. And the first came before him, saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, Well done, you good slave, because you were found faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Your mina, Lord, has made 5 minas. And he said to him also, You also be over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, look, here is your mina, which I kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared you, because you are an austere man, you take up that which you did not lay down, and reap that which you did not sow. He says to him, Out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked slave. You knew that I am an austere man, taking up that which I did not lay down, and reaping that which I did not sow. Then why didn't you give my money into the bank, and I at my coming should have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, Take away from him the mina, and give it to him who has the 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. I say to you, that to everyone who has will be given, but from him who has not, even that which he has will be taken away. But these enemies of mine, who did not want that I should reign over them, bring here, and slay them before me.